تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
تاریختن خون عزیز ما تایید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Kalav Islam page. I am Atta, the host of the program, The Teacher, and with me in the studio are two panelists and guest speakers, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Said Mohsen Naghvi. Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, salam alaikum brother, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Said Mohsen Naghvi, salam alaikum brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
So as you know, up until now, the program, The Teacher, is mainly about the thoughts and works of the most prominent Muslim thinkers all across the world, thinkers and philosophers, those who have been, breaking the ground for the others in order to discover and in order to research more into different topics of different fields of studies. And Shahid Murtaza Motahhari is the first one and the first thinker that we selected for our discussion. He was really one of the most important and the greatest scholars and the thinkers of the modern era, who was Muslim. And, at the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he was assassinated and martyred inside Iran. So, as usual, we play one Farsi or Persian audio file of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari on a specific topic, and then we start our conversation and discussion regarding his topic and speech. Let's listen to today's speech, and then we will come back.
اسلام یک سیستم قانونگذاری خیلی عجیب دارد که به همون دلیل میتواند با
اسلام has a system of legislating which is very different from others that allows to move in accordance with the advancement of the age, rather in fact allows it to also be a guide for progression while at the same time combating against the distortion of the time. The main secret behind this is something explained in a verse from the Quran in a concealed manner, and this point is that Islam is a religion that is not detached from the creation and the laws of this world. Meaning, the legislator is the creator of this creation and has established this law in a manner that is in sync with his creation. So direct your face to religion, indicating to truth, nature framed by God upon which he has created all people, chapter 30, verse 30 of the Holy Quran. Religion says, religion in itself is in sync in accordance with the creation of God. In another verse it is stated, while that which is for the benefit of mankind remains on the earth. It is for this reason that it remains on the earth as it is for the good, the benefit of mankind. This is a general principle. What exists in Islam that makes this religion in accordance with our creation and its principles, one of which is advancement and perfection? One of these codes and secrets is the principality given to rationality in Islam.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program, The Teacher. This was the voice of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding the important topic of rationality in Islam, or the harmony between rationality and religion. Okay, Said Mohsen Naghvi, most of the new philosophers, especially in the Western world, think that religion has no saying regarding aql or rationality, because religion comes from the heart and rationality comes from the mind. And that is religion is based on the spirituality. Some call it illusions, okay? Mm-hmm. But Shahid Mutahhari is giving us a new picture. He says that no, rationality, intellectuality, and Islam as a religion are completely harmonious with each other. How is it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, when we talk about the Western philosophers, the very first thing that comes in mind is they all are maybe the secular or they think materially. Obviously, whenever they think according to their own mentality, mm-hmm. the mind that they have. And I think in one of the programs of Shahid Mutahhari, we mentioned that it was regarding the life, that that's we right. need to get connected with something that's which is unlimited.
Right.
Regarding the aql or intellect, we have many narrations from the A'imma. And especially when they say, like, Islam does not talk about it, because religion is something which is referred to the heart and all those. I just remember of one of the hadiths that is in Usul al-Kafi. I think it's the second hadith in the book of Aql and Jahl. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Usul al-Kafi has been divided in subjectively.
Yeah, topical.
Topically. Yeah. There we have, like, it is said, like, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then he sent the angel Jibra'il or Gabriel to the Adam to give him three things. It was aql, haya, and deen. There were these three things.
Okay.
Which was like modesty, faith. I don't translate deen here as religion.
Okay.
It can be religion and faith both, okay. obviously. The modesty, religion or faith, and intellect. These three things.
Okay.
And Allah said to the Jibreel that take these three things to him. Whatever he takes, he should take one of them. He should basically choose one of them, the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the rest, whatever he refuses, you need to bring it back. So the Jibreel alayhi salam, he came and he put these three things in front of Hazrat Adam. And Hazrat Adam chose intellect, aql. And he said, I don't want the rest of them. The Jibreel alayhi salam, the Gabriel, angel Gabriel, he asked, he said to the modesty and the faith and religion to go back. At that time, Allah gave the power to the modesty and the deen, the power of speaking.
Okay.
And they spoke out. They said, Allah has ordered us that wherever there will be an intellect, we need to be with it.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be alone without the intellect. And here is that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he chose the aql, the intellect, wisdom, he had the modesty with it and the religion. So this specific, you can say, like the narration, it tells us, it teaches us that from the very first day when Allah created Adam, the first human being, he said he made this aql or intellect with the religion. Now, if you see a problem in the modesty of a person, a problem in the religion, for example, we had many examples in this world like the ISIS and all those things
yes.
on the name of religion they're
yes.
killing, it means they do not have the intellect.
Intellect, yes.
They're not aql.
They're not rationality.
Because these are right. interconnected to each other. These are necessary things which are, it's a compound basically.
Yes.
The aql has the religion itself and the modesty as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those who say, like, the religion is something to do with the heart, it's with your feelings, it has to do something with
emotions,
your feelings, emotion,
right.
and all those,
okay.
it means that
mm-hmm.
they did not understand what does intellect means.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is intellect that tells you you need to be submissive to someone who is superior to you. For example, if we see the president
mm-hmm.
of a country,
yes.
we are respecting him,
yes.
going in front of
okay.
him, like the kings and all those.
Okay.
Whereas Allah, who has created us,
mm-hmm.
we need to bow in front of
but
him.
But I think this is our problem too. I mean, the superficial understanding
yeah.
of the religion has made, you know, the believing people all across the world to say that, okay, religion is something emotional or unseen. Okay, we cannot see our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and put intellect or rationality aside. And this is the good point about Shahid Murtaza Mutahhari.
Yes.
As a jurist, as a faqih, who had also many studies regarding the philosophy, and, you know, now answering the questions regarding rationality and intellect in Islam. Okay?
We have another hadith in the book Kafi.
Okay.
It's volume 1, page number 11.
Okay.
The reference that I have, obviously. It says that the intellect, it's defining the intellect, basically. It says, aql or intellect is something with which Allah is being worshipped. So intellect is the mode of worshipping Allah, and paradise is being taken or grasped because of the intellect.
That's all right.
So now you can see that intellect is something which has a direct relation with the religion, because it is basically intellect that tells you to worship Allah.
Okay. Dr. Moses Azadeh, the power of rationality and intellect and its relation to religion, here Islam. What does Shahid Mutahari say for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, you know that there has been a historical challenge between rationality and faith, and there has been different approaches in different faith traditions regarding this very concept. So in some religions, in some faith traditions like Christianity, and even in some other Islamic denominations, they have a completely different approach from what we see in the works and the ideas of Shahid Mutahhari, or let's say in a broader way, the Shi'i approach to the issue of rationality. Rationality in the Shi'i worldview is one of the characteristics of this faith tradition. And when it comes to people like Shahid Mutahhari, who himself, being a very prominent philosopher, a student of the school of transcendent wisdom, what is called transcendent wisdom,
Hikmat al-Muta'aliyah,
from Mullah Sadra, and then other prominent philosophers like Allama Tabatabai and himself, being philosophers, they have always had in mind, and that is one of the basic, actually foundational principles of these peoples, that religion or any type of proper understanding of faith needs to be in line with rationality. If you see something that is against reason, that itself is a sign that it is against religion. Mm-hmm. So this type of equity that they make between rationality and faith is something unique in Shi'ism, and it becomes more prominent and obvious in the works of Shahid
Mutahhari. Justifying the religious guidelines through intellect has been more powerful rather than the emotion or the superficial understanding of the religion.
Exactly. They don't downgrade the religion to just feelings.
Okay.
But actually, this does not mean that they claim that everything, every statement, every religious statement can have a completely philosophical argument. It means that it needs a lot of actually explanations, but it means that at least there should not be any statement in the religion that we know it is against reason. That is the least level of rationality that they believe in. Even if we cannot prove it, we need to know that it is not against reason. If we find out it is against reason, then we just reject it, and we know that it is not religious.
That's right.
And this is the approach of Shahid
Mutahhari. Unfortunately, Dr. Reza Zadeh, unfortunately nowadays, after the creation of these extremist radical groups inside the religion of Islam, you know, these barbaric, wild, uncivilized, and unreasonable, we can say, picture of the religion of Islam has been given to. But more than 40 years ago, Shahid Mutahhari is talking about the complete harmony between rationality and intellect and the religion of Islam. I mean, these two pictures are very much different, and it depends on which picture are you giving out of Islam to the world.
And you know, he was mentioning a beautiful point. It's a pity not to talk about it, because he was saying that something very beautiful, and he says, you know, he is depicting this rationality in a beautiful way. He says Islam has a legislation system, and that legislation system can be in line with the new developments of the society.
Very good. Very good.
But what makes it so flexible and so actually capable of being in line and harmonious with the new developments? He says that all of that is because of this harmony that it has with the creation. This is what he says.
Very good.
Harmony with the creation.
With the system of creation
itself.
Exactly.
So there is a system with the creation. God has made the whole universe in a very systemic way. Yeah. And faith, according to Shahid Mutahhari, according to how he explains it, is in harmony with this creation. But what makes it in harmony with creation? This is the question that he tries to answer. So he starts from that system, he goes to the harmony of the creation, and then he talks about the factors that make faith harmonious with the creation. And he says the number one factor that makes religion in harmony with the creation is rationality.
That's right.
If it was not for rationality of the religion, the religion would not have been in harmony with the creation.
Wow, this is a very different picture
of
the religion of Islam. Not only Islam, but the whole creation. I mean, it seems that everything comes in and out of the mind and the intellect. And Shahid Mutahhari very much explains this point. This is not at all superficial, Said Mohsen. Look at the religion and the religious guidelines. And I think in the true sense of the word, it can answer, you know, most of the needs of the humanity, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. And obviously, you know that our creator, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all wise, he does everything with the wisdom. So when he has created us, he has given us the intellect and rationality, the reason, the ability to apply the rationality on different things. Obviously, he when he has put this in us, this characteristics or this main thing in the human being, obviously he wants us to follow the same thing. There is a saying from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, which basically Shahid Mutahhari is basically referring to the saying of Imam Ali, where Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Ad-deen huwa al-aql, wal-aql huwa ad-deen," that the religion is same as the rationality, and the rationality is same as the religion. It means that this is something which is connected to each other. You can say it's two sides of the same coin.
Yes.
On one side, you see it's rationality. On the other side, you see it's the religion. And the things that are going in the world, like for example, we have the Islamophobia and all these things against Islam.
Yes.
This is clear. It tells us clearly that if it is irrational, it has nothing to do with Islam. Because Shahid Mutahhari has mentioned it 45 years ago.
Yes.
The only problem is obviously today we are doing this program. It's even a good thing that you've started this program, but obviously this should happen before.
Yes,
like we should have done these programs before. We should talk about these things, because such scholars who are basically interpreting the things and defining about these things, they have changed their nation.
That's all right.
As we see, for example, the Islamic Republic, how the people they changed the revolution and all those things. So it's because of such people. Why? Because they knew about their religion.
That's all right.
And they did everything on the basis of the rationality.
Okay. And see how beautiful it is that when people convert to the religion of Islam based on their intellect and the intellectual delicacies that are in the religion of Islam, they like it and they are absorbed to this religion all across the nation. It was very kind of you, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Dr. Murtaza Reza Sadeh. Very beautifully explained, yes. The point about the harmony between rationality or intellect and faith or religion of Islam. We'll continue, inshallah, our discussion on this topic in our upcoming session of the program with the presence of these two dear experts, Dr. Murtaza Reza Zadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Dear listeners, visit our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page, also our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.